Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, Alan, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has endorsed New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik for the position of GOP conference chair. McCarthy's endorsement on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures program comes as House Republicans plan a vote that will determine the fate of the conference's current chair, of course, Representative Liz Cheney. Cheney has faced backlash from party members since the Wyoming congressman refused to repeat former President Donald Trump's big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. Stefanik, a Trump loyalist, now in her fourth term, is touting McCarthy's endorsement. So the Republicans all lining up around the big lie.
Well, aren't we lucky, David? We have Stefanik as a congresswoman in our area. And that doesn't mean we own her. Nobody owns another human being. But politically, a good swath of the district belongs to Stefanik. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, there'll obviously be a congressional election in the district, and usually there is, and I expect there will be, a redistricting. And so we don't know what her district is going to look like. In any case, the Republicans have made one more, as we hear from our young grandchildren, a bad choice. She's made a bad choice. And she has signed on with the ex-president of the United States, who she had her real differences with when she was elected. But, you know, ambition can mean a great deal to some people. And if it means you get ahead and you stick with people who are reminiscent in many ways of the crowds that used to surround Mussolini and Hitler, you get an idea of exactly what's going on. These are folks who really are making up their own realities. And while they have great joy within the Republican conference, it does appear that Biden is doing extremely well as president, eclipsing any popularity that we saw in the past with Trump by a lot. Trump never crashed 50%, and Biden is way above that. So the Republicans are in a little game. They're scared of Trump. They don't want him to oppose them in a primary. They're worried about that. And so they stick with him, even though, as they said in Macy's in the old days, going down.
The tough jobs report, says CNN, scrambles Washington battle ahead of a crucial week. A bust in the latest U.S. government jobs report is electrifying the Washington battle over Joe Biden's massively ambitious programs and offering an early hint of the political peril the president could face if the economy doesn't bounce back strongly. It's a lot of money to go out, and they're certainly pushing back.
Well, they are. What are their choices? Look, they all live, these Republicans, in the land of no. No, 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 and no. When they wanted to spend a lot of money, they just spent it. And when they wanted massive tax cuts, which were going to deplete the Treasury, they spent it. So now, hypocrites that they can be, they oppose, and I mean uniformly oppose, these programs which are intended to get the American people back to work. There is, of course, the problem in my little town of Great Barrington. You see lots of help wanted signs. There aren't enough people who are signing up to work. There's a big debate about that. Some people are saying, hey, if you're going to pay people money to not work, unemployment insurance, that's part of the cause. Is that clearly what the issue is on the panel? We heard people saying, just pay them more and they'll come back. In any case, the president is going to have some non-political guts here. They're going to say, what's really going on and how can we fix it? And that may displease some, but you know what? Being president was never supposed to be an easy job.
Cyber attacks. President Biden planning an order to strengthen cyber defenses, says the New York Times. Will it be enough? We see the company that operates the biggest gasoline conduit to the East Coast on Sunday. That's the Colonial Pipeline. They have no estimate on when it could restart the 5,500-mile pipeline that shut Friday after a cyber attack. We see RPI in our own region had a cyber attack that shut down their systems. So you have these real threats of cyber attacks, and we know about what Russia did during the election, that now are looking to shut down basic utilities.
That's right. And this is blackmail very often. You pay us this money and we'll let you back online. Now, we do know there are people who paid the blackmail. At least that's what we've been told. And it's a disgrace. So will we figure this out? Of course. You know, Americans are very bright. As the old saying goes about this kind of cyber warfare, any 12-year-old can do it. We have some very bright 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds who can do this. It can come from any country in the world. It can come from the deepest parts of Europe or Africa or Latin America. We know that. And so now a new kind of law enforcement ought to happen. Now, it may be my frustration politician talking, but when we find them, we really ought to exercise the severest sanctions that we possibly can as a signal. You do it, you'll do the time. If it's a kid, there are other ways of disciplining them in such a way that they won't do it again.
The China rocket, Alan, that we were waiting to see, that had an uncontrolled re-entry, and it landed somewhere off the Maldives, last I read, and I saw that a NASA scientist immediately came out and criticized the Chinese government because they didn't use the safety protocols for sending up this rocket, which, as we know and we're worried about, could have landed and hurt somebody, possibly killed somebody.
Shame on them, and shame on all the other countries which have left the peoples of the world in danger. And that, I believe, includes the United States of America when there is re-entry of rockets. Shame on the Chinese, of course, because they just didn't give a damn. That is a disgrace, and it is something that calls for a convention of all the nations that have the power to send rockets up into the air, because, as so many people have noted over the years, what goes up will come down.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, as we wind down. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David, for showing up on this great Monday morning. A little rain, but that can't hurt us, can it?
Absolutely not. Hooray, hooray. Another day.
Ha, ha, ha.